Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today on VFN Radio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Pat. Well, we are excited about today's program and excited about everything we have to share. Thank you.
You're welcome. You look kind of strange over there.
Thank you. The producer does so much at VFN Radio. I tell you, he is worth his weight in gold.
Remember on the ball, that? Man. On the ball.
And he doesn't weigh much these days, so But anyway. We're going to be talking about so much. We have the citizenship game coming up. You don't want to miss it. But my goodness, it's glad to be back on air. We had a good time, a reprieve and rest during the weekend, a little bit at least.
For some.
But you know, in our previous program, we talked about Russia and the Olympics and, you know, Putin using the Olympics for, you know, the world stage to kind of maybe show flex a little bit. Mm. Well, we talked about the big game that was going to happen between Russia and hockey. And I just want to share with you today that Team USA came out on top Saturday night. I know Steve is ecstatic, but this thing played for 60 minutes. It went into multiple overtimes. And I think his name is Oshie, scored. TJ Oshie scored the tie-breaking score, and they won in dramatic fashion. Pretty amazing.
What round was that?
I couldn't.
Was it a medal round? Or?
I don't know. You know, I'm not the hockey fan. Maybe Steve can let us know one day, but he can update us. But
okay.
It was great.
Are they out? So Russia's out?
But I don't know if they're out. I just know USA beat Russia.
Wow.
That's purpose
huge.
Right now.
That's big.
Well, it's huge because they have a big team, and Putin was there. I heard he wasn't too
happy.
He wasn't too happy about that. But they asked TJ Oshie, they said, you're a hero. You're a hero. And his response was, no, I'm not a hero. The men and women that wear camouflage, those are the real heroes.
Wow.
Yeah. And
love
so Twitter went nuts and went crazy. Mm. But we're just excited, you know, because we talked about how the world stage is being set. You have Russia and Putin, who's trying to show Russia's dominance. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how in 1936, Hitler was trying to do the very same thing and try to prove how the Aryan nation was the supreme folks on the, at the time. Mm-hmm. And ironically, Jesse Owens winds up winning dramatically in that Olympics. But God has a sense of humor. But I'll tell you what, I mean, we are living in some just amazing, amazing days. We have so much to share with you. Don't forget, we have four programs back to back. You want to stay tuned. I want to give a special shout out to Harriet. I saw Harriet over the weekend, and she was had a chance to tell me, Pat, how much she's enjoyed VFN radio on WHBR, how much she said, I watch it every single day.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool. She's very encouraged. So, Harriet, shout out to you. And all those that are listening all across, really, the country and the world, we see your comments on Facebook. We see how you're sharing them. And it's just wonderful to see that we are together, keeping the torch up, lifted high, and shedding light on the dark places, man. The world is dark, but let me tell you, God's light is so much stronger. I'm excited about talking about in our future programs about Bob Jones. You know, Bob Jones was a prophet who passed away, Pat, Friday on Valentine's
Day.
Wow,
yeah.
And we're going to share some insights and share some things about his life that were just pretty amazing and how God has used him powerfully and how many of his spiritual sons are taking time to really do a nice honoring homegoing. Mm-hmm. You know, our loss definitely heaven's gain.
Definitely.
But we'll be sharing more about that. We're also going to be sharing about the value of seeking understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get a lot of things, but if you don't have understanding, if you don't have revelation, if things are not unfolded to you, that's not going to be a good thing. You're going to miss so much out of life and so much of what you could have done and should have done because you didn't have the understanding that you needed at the time of the time that you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be talking about that. Hopefully we will get to today. Hopefully we'll get to knowing God and God knowing you. That's really important as we seek a revelation and understanding how important it is to know God, not just to say we know about him and of him, but Pat, to really know him.
Mm-hmm.
and just as important, him knowing us. And as well, in our programs, we're going to be talking about the fathers in who are suing Utah. This you got to listen to this segment because this is so important. We shared just a little bit about it in our previous program last week, but you really want to hear about it because women all across the country are flying out to Utah because they can give their babies up for adoption without informing the father that they're doing so. And let me tell you, the best parents is both parents, and this is not good. So fathers are standing up in Utah and saying, hey, we can't have that anymore, and we're going to do something about it. So I want to encourage you, stay tuned as we continue to share everything the Lord has laid on our hearts today. We're excited to be with you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, I've heard a lot of talk about the conscience laws lately as regards to like the medical community.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering about the fact that we spend millions of dollars every year as taxpayers that we might not feel good about, that we have no say over, that goes to abortion.
Well, what's interesting is the Supreme Court, on the issue of how your taxes are spent, have said that's a general obligation of being a citizen of the United States of America. And when you have to pay your taxes, that means sometimes your government may spend money you disagree with. The difference on the conscience clause issues, it's an individual right that you have to not violate your conscience through an action. And paying the taxes is not one of those.
Learn more about our work and receive timely updates on the most critical issues facing our country today by visiting us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We have been doing really well in the citizenship test in regards to our learning of the citizenship test. I mean, to be honest, there's things that we just didn't know. Or, you know, this is kind of helps us out. What's the name of the guy that talks about, that wrote the book about building the brain? He's going to build a brain.
Oh, Ray Kurzweil?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of explains it really well, that by the time you're 20 years old, you already have learned everything that you're going to learn.
Mm.
And so that you can't, and in other words, you used up all the part of your brain that remembers things.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to unlearn some things to learn something new. And so this is the reason why we must have forgot this. We had to set aside the Constitution for a while so that we could learn other things.
But that's something. That's what the brain. He says the brain, you know, works where you have to. By the time you're 20, you pretty. And think about what we put in our brain by the time we're 20.
Not much.
You're right. Right. But you used it up. Used it up.
Yeah, that little bit.
Yeah. What the Saints do? What they score?
Ooh, Lord.
But think about it. And so you have to unlearn. Maybe that's the reason why this stuff, I do have a vague memory of this. A vague memory of this. But it's like, it's amazing. It's like, oh my goodness, it's all coming back to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And of course, you guys are doing so well. You're not going to have to self-deport or anything like that. But we're going to ask 5 questions from the U.S. citizenship test that we do as we're working our way through the 100 question test that you have to take if you want to be an American citizen. And I'm just so glad that they don't call the class in of America and say, okay, you take this test, and if you don't pass it, score an 80 or better, you have to. We're going to send you out of the country. And the sad thing about this is the enemies of America probably know every answer to this, who live the domestic enemies, and they are using it against the people who don't even know it, who don't even know it. So you're going to get a chance to think. So Pat and John, I'll give the test, I guess.
We can switch.
But I am learning. I am learning. Do you want to switch? Okay, never mind. Well, you get a chance to think. You want to be able to take your time and just ponder it and just pray, dear God, what's the answer? While you're thinking, of course, you're going to. Yes, right. That's thinking music. That is thinking music. Of course, once you give your final answer, then we'll stop and we'll listen, and all the world will lean forward to hear your correct answer. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you get it right, we're all going to just keep applauding you, and it's going to be great. But if you get it wrong, okay, let's get started with the U.S. citizenship test. Question 1 for today, which is actually 66th question on the 100 question test, but question numero uno for El Deo. Okay, here it is. John.
Oh, yes.
Pat? Okay. John. Question 1 from the U.S. citizenship test to see if you have to go to Iraq or Pakistan, as we talked about. Here's the question. When was the Constitution written? When was the Constitution written? It is.
Yes.
Question
yes.
1 for today from the U.S. citizenship test to make sure that you don't have to self-deport. We're not going to force you, but we're just going to buy the ticket, and you got to pick it up, and you got to go.
Right? Okay.
But you're doing this on your own free will. It's called self-deporting. Here's the question. When was the U.S. Constitution written?
The Constitution was written when Thomas Jefferson wrote it.
Oh, that was lame.
Oh, my goodness.
In 1776.
Believe it or not, the Constitution, remember, 1776 was the Declaration of Independence,
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, it's like those things kind of converge with you. And actually, how they do, they are the same founding father documents and all. But it actually was written, here's the question. Let me repeat the question. When was the Constitution written? It was written in 1787. The Constitution was written in 1787 because we declared our independence in 1776, and I believe there was a Continental Congress that began to work this thing out or whatever, and then they had the question you had last time we were doing this, they had a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think it was almost 11 years later.
Yeah.
No need to rush everything. You think Congress, everyone would pass bills before they read it. It's like, they take time with this. Years. Come on, guys.
Their founding fathers are rolling over in their grave to think that anybody passed a bill without reading it. That's amazing. Okay, question number 2 is going to Pat. Pat, here's the question for the U.S. citizenship test. Question 2, which is your first question, is the Federalist Papers. This is from the U.S. Citizenship Test to be able to be a citizen of America. You've got to pass this. The Federalist Papers. Imagine that. I mean, think about it. Mm. It's like most Americans are going like, the Federalist what?
Ooh.
The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers in the Federalist Papers. Okay, here it is, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge question because most I didn't know what the Federalist Papers were until maybe the last 3 years or something. I didn't know, I did not hear about this, mm-hmm. or I heard about it and it bounced off my ear. I don't know, but here it is. This is your question for mm-hmm. the U.S. Citizenship Test. The Federalist Papers, supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one. Just one of its writers.
How about Alexander Hamilton?
Yay! That was good. Oh, my goodness.
Little trivia here.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my wife is actually related to him.
Really?
On her father's side.
Are you serious?
Well, he owes me some money.
Yeah. Really? On her father's side. Yeah.
Oh, the Henrys.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
Question number three is going to John. John, here it is for the U.S. Citizenship Test. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Here it comes.
Come on.
We don't want you to have to deport. Here it is. What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for? What is one thing that Benjamin Franklin is famous for? John, here it is. Your question for U.S. Citizenship Test is, what is one thing, just one, he's known for a lot, one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
How about, it was a signer, Constitution?
Pat's wanting to steal it. Can you believe that? He's like, he's pointing at himself.
I'll
you know?
Beat him to it. He started the first fire department. How's that? Volunteer fire department. can someone take control of that?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
He discovered electricity.
He did. Come on, he did.
He invented the light bulb.
No, he didn't.
What? Thomas Edison.
That wasn't Ben Frank. That was Edison.
That was Edison.
Well, obviously, there's a different answer. What is it?
Okay. Here it is. I'll help you
obviously,
out.
Obviously, they
left
it out.
They're so glad that I'm helping them out now. Here's the question. I'm just telling you what's on the test. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, they almost left some out.
Yeah, obviously, you guys got really creative. Y'all came up with everything. Isn't he the one the Walt on water and the Red Sea's parted and all that stuff?
Yeah, he did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and he played on the Saints. Didn't he play in the Saints? He was on the Saints team.
If he
was like a center or so, quarterback or something. So what is the question for the U.S. Citizenship Test? What is one thing Benjamin Franklin was famous for? He was a U.S. diplomat.
Yeah.
Or the oldest member of the Constitutional Convention. Or the first postmaster general. He's the one who started the post office. Isn't it interesting that a founding father started what's actually coming to an end now when things are kind of coming to a point?
Wow.
That the very thing he started, the post office is struggling now to be able to survive. He also started writer. He was a writer for Poor Richard's Almanac. Wow. I mean, this is a real smart man.
Oh man, he's. Then I saw his grave in the cemetery he was buried in Pennsylvania.
And
he did a lot.
He's buried in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he did a lot. I mean, I think he was a diplomat. I think he was pivotal in talking to the French during the whole time that the revolution was going on, trying to get their buy-in.
Yes, he was a diplomat. He would go over there, and he was just a willer and a diller, just trying to represent.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the last moments and some different things that I've learned about him. That, I mean, he's over there cutting some deals to be able to fund what's taking place over in America. And the interesting thing, too, is maybe those monies for bringing the Jews to America came through his work. You know, because the funding for the revolution came.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was over there cutting deals for all that to take place. And I don't know, but it very well could have been. That's what a diplomat does. But he's just a very, very smart, smart man. But the U.S. Post Office is here today because of Benjamin Franklin starting it.
Did you know he's also friends with George Whitefield, one of the famous preachers? He'd
yes,
many times
I did.
His sermons.
I did. And George Whitefield was the one who, amongst others probably that were on the earth today, the one that we know of, that brought the truth of God's word in understanding that we're personally accountable to God. We're not collectively accountable. Mm-hmm. We're personally accountable to God.
Yeah.
I think about that.
Wow.
And George Whitefield would preach so loud that you could hear him, you know, miles and miles away. Or not miles away, but just...
But thousands would show up. Thousands,
yeah, thousands
would show up,
and the whole crowd would hear, and that's where Benjamin Franklin would come down just to see. If you can really hear them, they built a friendship right there. Well, here is question number next, and it's going to Pat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. This is the next question on the U.S. citizenship test. This is what you have to pass to be a U.S. citizen. So when people raise their hands up and they swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic, they have this inside of them.
Wow, that's
which
huge.
Isn't it? It just gives you more of a respect and an honor for those that are willing to say they're excited about it.
Mm.
Yeah,
and the ones that have been around, you know, we've taken it for granted. And we got to say, you know what? We need to be just like a person first day on the job. We're just excited to be here and grateful to God to be able to be in such a nation like this. But here's the question to you, Pat. No pressure. From the U.S. citizenship test. Who is considered the father of our country? Who is considered the father of our country? Oh, great. That's great. Very quick. Okay, here's the question. The question is, on the U.S. citizenship test for America, is who is considered the father of America?
That would be George Washington.
Whoa!
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about it, that the church, we've left that very understanding. He wanted more applause.
Oh,
sometimes
geez.
You just don't think like he thinks. You don't realize he's really going, you know, glory, glory, glory. You know?
Higher, higher, lift me higher.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The I misinterpreted the sign language. No, the think
high.
About it. That we consider, and rightfully so, George Washington as the father of America, you know, as he fought for it and led it and all. The thing about it is how the church has left fathering. And we don't say there's a father. The church predominantly doesn't say at large that there's a father. You know, he says we have 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers, for I'm your father in Christ Jesus. Yeah. That's what Paul said when he was talking. Then he said, imitate me. Mm-hmm. Well, you think about this. He's the father of America. Let's imitate George Washington and his concepts for, you know, being the father. It's okay. He's the father of America, who, by the way, as soon as he swore in on his family Bible, he took it and went to church with that Bible and prayed even in church at that time with the church there where he was. And it's just amazing how far we've left from our roots right there. John, here's the last question for the day. It's from the U.S. citizenship test. It is for your citizenship. The ticket is purchased. It's laid on the counter. We will not force you to take it. You have to voluntarily pick it up, and it's to Iraq.
Right? Thanks.
No pressure. No pressure. And by the way, when you get there, you can plant new churches. Okay. All right, question number next, last, is from the U.S. citizenship test. Man, it's so hard to say. Who was the first president? Who was the first president?
Abraham
Googling? You know, things that we think about, oh, everybody knows that, but understand people coming from other countries, they don't know this yet. They have to find out where we came from and our roots, and they have to find out who was the first president. Mm-hmm. So here it is from the U.S. Citizenship Test. Whew. The citizenship test. Here it is. Who was the first president?
That would be George Washington.
Hey, my goodness. We are doing so well. We've moved all the way through so many questions, all up to 7. We have 30 left. We'll be doing those over a period of time. Wonderfully, we are learning our original intent, going back to our founding fathers. Lord, help us to retain what people gave their life for and to remember our what it means to be a citizen of America.
Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating, you'll be glad that you did. Cordova Lanes, the weather is changing. You want to do something indoors? Bring the family in Pensacola, right behind Cordova Mall. Visit Cordova Lanes, where nobody gets benched. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering, the words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today on the program is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. We want to welcome all of our VFN radio listeners from all across the country and the world. We're excited to be with you today. We're going to be talking about Bob Jones. Bob Jones, Prophet Bob Jones, passed away Friday. Oh, my goodness. We have just really so much to share. Awesome man of God who was just used powerfully. We're also going to be talking later in today's program. Don't forget, we have four programs back-to-back. We're going to be talking about 20 things that we should know. 20 things, Pat, by the kid president. So I want to make sure that we get to that. That's going to be interesting. But we're also going to talk about what's happening in the Middle East. Listen, when you hear what the Palestinians are doing right now, This may not surprise you, mm-hmm. but it will definitely get you to say, wow, you know, we're going to step up our prayers, no doubt.
Wow.
But actually, it's 20 things we should say more often. But you know, Pat, I want to make sure that you make sure that you did right, because I know Friday we encouraged you not to get Tracy a vacuum cleaner. It was Valentine's Day. We encouraged you. Did you do the right thing? I mean, you thought we were going to let you off the hook.
Absolutely the right thing.
Okay.
I let her pick it out.
Tracy, and I'm sorry.
Let me tell you. Ask me what she picked out.
Oh, Tracy,
go
I'm
ahead
sorry.
And ask. Go ahead and ask.
Oh, no. I'm afraid to ask.
Come on, ask.
What did she pick out, Pat? What? Please.
A vacuum cleaner.
No, she didn't. No.
Yes.
Tracy, I will not. I will not accept that.
I know my woman. I know what she wants.
I will not accept that on air. Tracy, I apologize.
No, so, I have to say, she did good. She actually planned out our day on Saturday.
Oh, she did?
She sure did. She went and took me to this restaurant I'd never been before.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, tell us. So she took you out.
She took me out. Hooked me up.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Man.
Picked out and everything.
Okay, all right.
And then drug me all over town and then made me go buy her a vacuum cleaner.
Wow. Man, and so I hear what she did for you. That was very nice. Mm-hmm. Planned out trip and anything that you want to share about what, you know, you purchased, any smoothness that came out from you, you know, I just...
Smoothness.
Okay. Interesting.
My presence was smooth.
Okay. Interesting. Believe it or not, the Golden Arch restaurant, McDonald's, mm-hmm. they were actually taking reservations and offering candlelight services.
Oh, come on.
I kid you not. In some of their locations. In fact, two in Tampa. And that they were training their staff to be waiters and all that good stuff. I mean, hey, at least you could have went to McDonald's. I mean, something. But McDonald's had something available.
Mm-hmm. So is that where you took
Teresa? No, that's where I did not take Teresa. No. I did not buy a vacuum cleaner. I just don't even want to go there.
I just get what she wants, man.
I don't even think that's exactly what she wanted. But, you know, we're going
to... Wait a minute. I think your wife told some secrets. I think she told you what not to get her.
Oh.
She doesn't do the candy and the flower thing,
right?
Well,
I'll tell you what.
She's into vacuums, too, I think.
Since you did ask, my wife has told me a couple of times, honey, the rest of the world is just catching up to us on that day. Don't worry about a thing. I said, honey, that is perfect. That is absolutely fine with me. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, look. Chris says he wish he had a mic. Oh, pause. Hit the pause. Well, let's get on to more important things. Listen, I don't kiss and tell. We're just asking you what you did, okay?
Whatever.
We're just asking you what
Obviously, you
did.
Obviously, you forgot.
No, I don't forget those days.
Obviously. Teresa, we'll talk. I'll give you a hug later. It's okay. He didn't need to.
On to serious things. But seriously, we're talking about Bob Jones. Bob Jones passed away Friday on Valentine's Day at 6:22. It's reported that he actually passed away peacefully and smiling. And Rick Joyner, I guess you could say one of his spiritual sons, I mean, they're very, very close, mm-hmm. Who's, you know, the founder of Morningstar Ministry, said that regarding Bob Jones, says Bob was known around the world for his prophetic gift, but he was also the greatest lover of God and people that I ever knew.
Mm.
This is Rick Jordan speaking. Wow. It seems fitting that he would pass on a day that celebrates love.
Mm.
And so Charisma News really put this out first thing Friday, and they shared some of Bob's bio. And in his bio says that after his death experience in 1975.
Near death?
I guess, yes, near death experience. Okay. God, oh, I know his death experience. I'm sorry. He had a death experience.
Oh, he died?
He died, and God sent him back.
Oh, wow.
God sent him back to minister to the church leadership and reach multitudes with his love, truth, and equipping the saints with an understanding of spiritual gifts. God promised Bob that he would see the beginning of 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom in one great wave of the end time harvest. And it continues to say that Bob moved with a clear revelatory gifting accompanied by gifts of healing and miracles. And if you've been familiar or haven't been familiar with Bob Jones's ministry, I mean, he was a prophet that had many miracles, revelations, prophetic words that with pinpoint accuracy. And I know of several accounts where he was able to minister to Mike Bickle at a certain point in his life from IHOP and International House of Prayer. And he gave a prophecy to Mike many years ago, before they were even doing the 24-hour, mm-hmm. 7-day-a-week prayer,
mm-hmm.
that he saw a vision where people in China were going to be watching the praise and worship and prayer on these little devices in their hands.
Right.
This is before, smartphone technology, any of those things. And that has come to pass. I heard another interview where Rick Joyner's interviewing Bob Jones, and Bob Jones talks about the $1 million offering that he prophesied that Mike Bickle was going to receive,
mm-hmm.
for Bibles. And he says, so the Lord told him that someone's going to give $1 million offering, and that they can't touch it, and that every penny of it has to go to the gospel to spread, Bibles and mm-hmm. literature and to a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were like, what? At that time, Rick's saying, we had to stretch our faith to believe that, because the highest offering maybe we've ever received, the highest was like $50,000, like $1 million in mm-hmm. one offering. And sure enough, they prayed about it and just gave it to the Lord. And Rick Joyner saying in the interview that, Mike was not going to do any kind of hype, nothing at all. So he just, basically mm-hmm. said, this is what we're doing, and that left it alone type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, not just $1 million, but $1.1 million came in an offering.
Wow.
And this gentleman came in who's a minister and a missionary that does tremendous work in Russia and Afghanistan and just mm-hmm. all these hard places to reach. The Lord told him, that's the person you give it to, and this person has done remarkable things. I mean, just mm-hmm. unsung hero type that many people don't know about, according to Rick Joyner, but
mm-hmm.
he says, no doubt heaven knows. And just different things like that that were part of Bob's ministry. If we read a book called The Torch and the Sword at the end of last year, that's really powerful. Rick Joyner wrote, this is based upon a vision that he had, and in this book, which I encourage you to get and read, it's a now word. It's very powerful and spoke to many of us. But
mm-hmm.
he has a vision in the beginning of this book. He has an introduction basically speaking about his life and his ministry and how different things have occurred in his life. And one of the things he talks about is a visitation that he had of Jesus, with Jesus. This is Rick Joyner talking in his book.
Mm-hmm.
And He has such an amazing experience that he's just absolutely, he gets up the next morning, goes next door to talk to his neighbors who are believers, and they said, you had a visitation, didn't you? And I'm gonna read to you a little bit out of the book, and so you can hear yourself this account. But he says, I don't know if I just looked that scary or if Harry discerned it, but he knew. This made me feel free enough to tell him about it. He knew something was up. And I told him the one thing that bothered me was that I could not remember how many times the Lord had laid his hands on me. Because, Rick Joyner is saying that he was having all these experiences mm-hmm. and that he felt that the Lord touched him and imparted something to him, but he just couldn't remember what it was. And he was just, it was radiating his body. And he says, the one thing that bothers me that I could not remember how many times the Lord had laid his hands on me, and I knew this was very important. Harry suggested that I call Bob Jones since the Lord had said he would explain it to me. So I had been hesitant to call Bob because I wanted him to hear from the Lord and call me. However, at Harry's suggestion, I decided to call him just to ask how things were going in Louisiana. But I was determined not to give him a hint about this visitation. I wanted to be sure that anything that he received was from the Lord. When I talked to Bob on the phone, he said that everything was going fine because they were supposed to be ministering in Louisiana together. But Rick said, I have to go just lay before God here and just see what God wants to, wants to do. So he says, however, this is Bob speaking, he said everything was going fine in Louisiana. However, when he had tried to pray that morning, he was amazed by how the heavenlies were stirred up. He said the only time he had ever seen them that stirred up was when Jesus passed through to visit someone.
Oh, wow.
He says, I still did not tell Bob anything, but was greatly encouraged by the way the heavens were stirred up. It was just another confirmation to me that the visit was real. And just goes on to say a few more of the things. Then he says, the next day, Bob called me. He had received a visit from an angel who had told him about my visitation from the Lord and my commission. He told me why the Lord had laid hands on me 5 times and other details, giving me the scriptures which further explained it, as well as some other things about the future. Now listen to this. He says, I acknowledged everything and thanked him. I was surprised when he rebuked me for having such a lack of faith, which required him to have to confirm things like this. Mm-hmm. I did not know if Bob was joking or not, but when I laughed at his rebuke, I noticed he did not. So it's just a little bit of an insight about, the way God used Bob Jones. And this is just one particular moment, in regards to Rick Jordan's life and ministry. But I want to share another little account because I want to tie something in with you. It's important because this is a really awesome ministry and an awesome person in the kingdom of God who really helps so many ministers and leaders in the body of Christ to really understand revelatory gifts and to really understand the love of God and revelation. And so Rick continues to say later on, he says, later, Bob asked me if I had planned a trip because he was taking this trip to London where God was going to commission him there and speak to him. Mm-hmm. And so he says, later, Bob asked me if I had planned my trip to London yet. And I had just, in fact, accepted an invitation to go to London to speak at a conference. He said, I was surprised that Bob knew about this. He then said that I needed to be there on the first day of spring. I thought about my schedule and realized that I was, in fact, going to be in London on the first day of spring. I asked Bob why I needed to be there at that time, and he reminded me of the word he had given me years before, which I had forgotten. A little perturbed at my forgetfulness, he started asking me a series of questions. Mm-hmm. Now, Bob is pretty, up in age. I think he was in his 80s. Mm-hmm. I believe so. And so he begins to ask Rick some questions. First, he asked me, how long had we lived on that property? I answered that it had been 5 years. Then he asked me, how long had it been since he had given me the word about London? It turned out to have been 5 years. He asked me how long we had been publishing the Morning Star Journal. It had been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me how many children I had. Our fifth child had just been born.
Mm-hmm.
He then asked me Amber's age. She was our third child, and Bob had prophesied her birth 2 years before she was born, having given us the date on which she would be born, August the 8th, 1990, and her weight, which was exactly 8 pounds. He prophesied all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Amber was then 5 years old. All these dates related to her birth because she was a sign of the new beginning coming to the church. He then asked, how long had we been holding the School of the Spirit meetings? It had been 5 years. Finally, he said that I was going to London to receive a commission from the Lord in which I would receive five things. And so, you know, this is the type of ministry and impact that Bob Jones had on people, you know, in the body of Christ and leaders in the kingdom of God. And I want you to listen to Bob speak in his own words, because a lot of times, you know, the gifts and what God is doing through the Holy Spirit and how God uses us is great and wonderful, and people get all caught up in that sometimes. But you know what? The greatest thing is love. That's the greatest thing. And I want you to listen, Bob Jones speaking himself. This is a real treat, and listen to what he has to say. Listen up.
On August 8th of 75, the Lord had given me some prophecies, and I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit that if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98% that was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back, because I'm going to bring 1 billion souls unto myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls. But he did show me parts in heaven.
Wow, isn't that powerful?
Wow.
Isn't that powerful? He has an experience where he goes to heaven, and the question he was asked, and everyone was asked, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love?
Wow.
And 2% of the people in that line actually, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And of things to be said of you when you pass away, you know, normally when you pass, people that were touched powerfully by your life, they begin to share things about things that mean the most. And of all things that Rick Joyner could have said, and so many of the prophetic experiences and encounters that they could have said about Bob Jones, what he said was that Bob was known all over the world for his prophetic gift, but he was also the greatest lover of God and people that I ever knew. Let me tell you something. Love is so important. It doesn't matter what we do for God if we don't have love in our heart. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about that more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is putting together today establishing apostolic centers. He has established and is establishing for this next generation, this next season. We refer to them as apostolic centers or hubs, and we've talked about them before. But I want you to listen right now to Paul Keith Davis as he speaks about it prophetically as it's happening. Listen up.
We're living in the hour right now where the angels that gather message is relevant, where storehouses are being identified. Let's call them apostolic resource centers. Let's call them freedom outpost centers, as Chuck Pierce says, whatever you want to call it. The Antioch type of a model for ministry is relevant right now. Places are being identified. Leadership is being identified. The hearts of men are being examined by the eyes of the Lord, roving to and fro to see whose heart is completely his, so that he may strongly support them. And when he does find what he's looking for, he's going to give them authority. He's going to give them authority. Their words are going to have weight. They're going to begin to change the environment. They'll change the atmosphere. They'll prophesy something. We're living in an hour now where prophecy is not optional. It is mandatory. 1 Corinthians 14, you may prophesy, but I'm over in Revelation right now. Revelation 10, you must prophesy. You must prophesy again concerning many nations, tongues, tribes, and kingdoms. Why? Because the Lord has a harvest to bring in. He has a bride to awaken. He has sons of the kingdom to empower. We have some work to do. The Father's business needs to be done. And so I know that these places, Antioch was probably the purest model to what we're going to see today. Jerusalem, of course, was the first model, but it was primarily Jewish, as you know. But when Stephen was stoned, the Bible says the disciples were scattered. They went to Cyprus and settled primarily in Antioch. And all of a sudden now, the Spirit fell again in Antioch, and it became an apostolic hub where Barnabas went and found Saul of Tarsus, or Paul, brought him back there. They made that their base. They went on three missionary journeys out of Antioch. Antioch became the place where the people were first called Christ people, because they were so much like the Lord. They were identified with him and his name. Isn't that amazing? And I believe these new models that are about to come today, these prophetic models of apostolic resource centers, of storehouses, of freedom outpost centers, will redefine the Christian definition. You'll be a Christ person. You'll be a person like Christ. John G. Lake had four experiences. On the fourth one, when the glory of the Lord came in and upon him, he said, I became a Christ man. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Isn't that amazing? He said, now I didn't just have his power, I expressed his radiant nature. Wow, that blew me away when I read that way back in the 90s when I had my experience on Thrones of the Soul. And so I know the apostolic resource centers this year are being identified, places that will be given authority. We're going to win people in. We're going to go out into the wheat fields that surround the storehouse. We're going to prophesy people in. Our intercession will not just simply be intercession now. It'll be proclamation. It'll be decrees. It'll be taking authority, saying, bring them in. We're claiming them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them up. You know, addiction, give them up. Pornography, give them up. Whatever it is, you got to give them up. Why? Because he's given you authority to overcome, authority to destroy these shackles that have held this harvest in at bay. And they're going to come in. And when they do, we're going to train them. We're going to be given this incredible grace to train and facilitate their not only being set free of all the stuff, but also to lay a foundation of truth in them that will be so fast and so rapid it will scare you.
VFN Dream Center, think about this. An apostolic center on the Gulf Coast for the purpose of reaching the world. This is what was said, I believe, by Dr. Michael Brown. If you want to do something for God, find out what God is doing and dive in. Give yourself fully to it. Listen, this is what God is doing in the earth. He's establishing apostolic centers throughout the nation and throughout the world. It is time for us to arise and shine, for our light has come. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe it is. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat Hamilton. And right before we took our break, we were talking about the prophet, Bob Jones, awesome man of God who's passed away Friday, Valentine's Day, at 6:22 a.m., peacefully with a smile on his face. We do want to say that there is going to be a public viewing Friday, February the 21st at Morningstar Fellowship Church. You know, Rick Joyner posted on Facebook that, you know, if you plan to go to Charlotte and go up there, you need to make plans because it's going to fill up pretty fast. There's a public viewing to be held at 1, and then there's a memorial service later on at 3:30 to 5 o'clock. But we're talking about his impact and his ministry, and although he moved in very clear pinpoint accuracy in terms of prophecy and the prophetic and visions and revelation, the greatest thing is love. And when he went to heaven, the question he was asking, everybody was asked, was, did you learn to love? And that's so important that we don't major on the minors when it comes to love. You know, love is the chief thing. God is love. And I think about Pat, 1 Corinthians 13, it's been dubbed the love chapter, mm-hmm. but he says that, and now I will show you the most excellent way. And in chapter 13 says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
It's all about love.
That's it.
You know, I'm challenged. I want to move every single day more and more in the love of God. That's what it's all about. It's about moving in love and touching others with God's love. We can't lose track. It's not about what we can do for God if we're not loving God. What's the point of all revelation and understanding if we're not moving in love? Don't forget, God is love. Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners, We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.